Where did you go? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black or white. Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
Nobody likes me.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites, Yosemites. I'm going to say I lost to the worst candidate in the history of politics. I'm not going to feel so good. Maybe I'll have to leave the country. I don't know.
Screw yourselves, I will go away.
Out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, put up the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder. Need a little Christmas now. Haul out the holly, haven't I taught you well to live each living day?
Fill up the stocking,
whatever you
may. It's 1 week past Thanksgiving Day now.
But we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute.
It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry.
So climb down the chimney. It's been a long time since I've got good neighbory.
Slice up the fruitcake. It's time we hung some tinsel on that bayberry bough. For we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing, ringing through the rocker, and we need a little stuffy, happy ever after, need a little Christmas now.
Watching Channel 9 Cheyenne, Wyoming. We interrupt our normal programming for coverage of the presidential address live from the White House.
Hi, kids. I'm
Donald Trump, your president, and I'm going to read you a story. It's a very special story about a very special reindeer. Once upon a time, in the forest, there was a little reindeer. All the reindeers agreed he was the best reindeer out of all the reindeers. The next day, a grumpy old sleepy-eyed reindeer came into town and started saying, "You know the reindeer who's awesome? You know what? He's not awesome. But he is awesome." All the reindeers said, "But he's awesome. I think that we should have an election. I mean, like a vote to see who is the best out of all the reindeers."
"Why do we need an election? We don't need an election. Everyone knows I'm the best. The forest has never been better."
But he demanded an election. So they went to the North Pole and asked Santa. And he said,
"Oh, ho, ho, what is it, my reindeers? Santa is a little busy. It is the run-up to Christmas, after all."
Said Santa. The mean, sleepy-eyed reindeer walked up to Santa and said, "I want an election. I want to prove that I'm better than this guy who thinks he's the best. I am the best, and everybody knows I'm the best." And Santa looked up from the toys that he was painting and said,
"What silliness is this? An election? In the run-up to Christmas? Anyway, everybody knows he's the best reindeer."
Said Santa, chuckling. "I want an election." The cool, awesome reindeer said, "Okay, I agree, we'll do it. But only if you can promise that it's not rigged and it's not a fix." And the big day came in the forest and the election happened. They started cheating. The numbers changed. 300,000 in just Pennsylvania. And that's Dominion. And who owns shares in the company Dominion? And they say he's won. He won the election, and he did not win the election. He didn't win because they cheated. And I fought an honest election. And do you know what happened to the little reindeer? He died. And they all cheered his death. It was so sad. Nobody knew what happiness was anymore. And there was no Christmas ever again.
There are so many notable Rudolphs that we know. Maya, that reindeer, and poor Valentino. What do you recall? The most bad Rudy of all.
Did you all watch My Cousin Vinny?
Rudolph the leaky lawyer had a very slimy face. And to the law profession, he was, well, a big disgrace. Lots of confused New Yorkers found that they were incorrect. They thought their former mayor had a little self-respect. Then one night 2 years ago, Donald called to say, "Rudy, with your Rogaine roots, help me hide my prostitutes." And how he sweat and slobbered as he melted on TV. Rudolph the leaky lawyer, you'll go down in infamy. Let's take it nice and easy. Get it?
Rudy. He says to her, "How many fingers do I got up? Rudy. I know crimes. I can smell them.
Rudy, he's the
Rudolph the leaky lawyer had a pair of crazy eyes. And while he spread corona, he was also spreading lies. Oh, how the whole world mocked him, though he kept his dress shirt tucked. He couldn't help poor Donald. Pack it up, cause babe, you're failing to overturn this election. Still each day for months on end, Donald texted, hey,
Rudy,
with your fart so free, let's go screw democracy. How that dripping doormat bent to Donald's every whim. Rudolph the leaky lawyer, you'll go down in flames with him.
You'll go down in flames with him.
You'll go down. You'll go down. You'll go down.
Jingle bells, white padded cells, lock them all away.
I know crimes. I can smell them.
Ugh, honey, that ain't crimes. Maybe when you do what it is.
Melania Trump today unveiled the annual White House Christmas decorations. She wrote, during this special time of year, I'm delighted to share America the Beautiful and pay tribute to the majesty of our great nation together. We celebrate this land we are all proud to call home. Which is odd because, you know, one of the stories that got buried when Trump's tax returns came out were the tapes of Melania saying how much she hates doing Christmas at the White House.
They say I'm complicit. I'm the same like him. I support him. I don't say enough. I don't do enough.
No.
I'm working like a ass. My ass.
I know.
Christmas stuff. That, you know, who gives a f about Christmas stuff and decoration? But I need to do it, right?
Yeah, but correct. 100%. You have no choice.
And okay, and then I do it, and I say that I'm working on Christmas, planning for the Christmas, and they said, "Oh, what about the children? That they were separated. Give me." Break.
Melania Trump is not enthused about being in charge of Christmas at the White House. In the war on Christmas, she is General Lee. But there's an old Trump family saying that goes, nothing we say is true, so we might as well make some money off it.
Christmas is coming, the sleigh bells are ringing, and the First Lady hates every bit of it. Now you can experience all the angst and fury of a White House Christmas with the new holiday album, Melania Trump's.
Who gives a f*** about Christmas stuff?
All of FLOTUS's least favorite holiday hits on one commemorative disc with classics like the Halls, the 12 Days of All These Who Cares That Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, and many more. Whether you're in the mood or not,
I'm working my ass off.
I know.
Christmas stuff.
And you're going to appreciate it, damn it, with timeless carols like If I Hear One More Bell on Christmas Day, Feliz Navidad, What Child Is These? No One Asks Obama. And of course, the all-time holiday classic, I Saw Daddy Humping Stormy Claus. This holiday season, it's a merry Christmas to you and yours. And if you don't like it,
give me a break.
Melania Trump's Who Gives a About Christmas Stuff. Available wherever pumpkin spice is sold.
And she may have less than 2 months to go in the White House, but Melania Trump is decking the halls. Today, the First Lady unveiled this year's White House Christmas decorations, and she avoided any controversy with a traditionally festive look.
Just released video from First Lady Melania shows the halls filled with festive decorations. The theme for her final holiday season at the White House is America the Beautiful. Each room has its own color scheme, and the Christmas trees are adorned with crafts made by children from all 50 states.
There are plenty of traditional style decorations of trees with white lights and red ornaments. There's also a village hospital to honor frontline workers amid the pandemic.
Oh, they even have a little ornament hospital. Given how crowded the real hospitals are right now, that one better get ready to start taking tiny patients. But on the real though, I think that's a beautiful tribute to healthcare providers. I mean, it is a little strange that the Christmas decorations acknowledge COVID more than the administration has, but still, it is something. But at the same time, I kind of feel bad for Melania. Yeah, because I think she was right in the first place. No one cares that much about Christmas decorations. And before you say, oh, you do, yeah, you say that, but you have one tree. She has to decorate the entire White House. If you had to decorate 100 rooms, you'd also end up being like, f*** these Christmas stuff. But now, because she was busted, Melania has to be more Christmas than even Mariah Carey. Are you happy, people, now? It looks like Christmas threw up all over my house. And you can tell this thing got to her because she definitely went more traditional this year with the decorations. I mean, remember 2018? Those Christmas trees that she dyed with goat blood? And 2017, whew, that was even crazier. She just spray painted Santa's not real on the walls. That was pretty out there.
I see your trees there. You seem like you went with more traditional decorations this year, ma'am.
Oh, yes. After years of buying spooky decorations from the Halloween store, I finally wanted to express the real Melania. So I took these beautiful, perfectly happy trees, dragged them into the White House, and covered them in glitz so you don't realize they are slowly dying inside.
Well, it does look good, and I'm actually curious about your thoughts on Christmas. Because of that tape that was secretly made of you, it sounds like you don't really care for the season.
Oh, Stephen, that was just locker room talk. Besides, I was just quoting from my favorite Christmas carol. Who gives a f*** about Christmas? Who gives a f*** about Christmas? Who gives a f*** about Christmas stuff and decorations?
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Huh, I hope their Christmas trees get termites.
I can't think of anything that's dumber. To a grouch, Christmas is a bummer. Beaming faces everywhere, happiness is in the air. I'm telling you, it isn't fair. I hate Christmas, people loaded with goodwill. What a thrill! That slushy nonsense makes me ill. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday like normal grouches do. Instead of getting presents, they take presents back from you. Here comes Santa, girls and boys. So who needs that big red noise? I'll tell him where to put his toys. I hate Christmas. And if you want the truth, I ain't so crazy about Thanksgiving or Labor Day either. Christmas carols to be sung, decorations to be hung. Oh yeah, well, I stick out my tongue. I hate Christmas. Christmas bells play loud and strong, hurts my ears all that ding-dong. Besides, it goes on much too long. Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday with a lot less joy and flash, with a lot less cheerful smiling and a lot more dirty trash. Yeah, Christmas Day is almost here. When it's over, then I cheer. I'm glad it's only once a year. I hate Christmas.
Do you like trash? Santa hopes that you do. 'Cause he's got something special just for you. It's a holiday alone you'll have to celebrate on your own, 'cause it's the worst, worst Christmas of our lives.
It's Christmas season at the White House, where this weekend they continue to throw packed holiday parties with unmasked guests. Well, I certainly hope to make the most of Christmas, because New Year's is going to be a party in the ICU.
Yes, as my great press secretary, Karen McNamara, said, we're having a Christmas party at the White House, okay? No masks, just great faith. Okay, we'll honor all the reindeer, by the way. Not a vegan Christmas, okay? We're going to eat reindeer and celebrate the great day that Santa and Mrs. Claus gave birth to our great savior, Jason Christ, okay? It's called faith. If you can go out and loot and riot and vote for Democrats, we can celebrate Christmas. Right, Mike? You love, right? You said Santa Claus is coming to town, right? You love that. He loves when Santa's coming. But I wanted to also express a strong thanks for our great staff. Everybody at the party, we'll be getting coal and presents, okay? Presents as a thank you from the Trump store, mostly copies of The Art of the Deal, and coal for blackface. So it's called a great Christmas celebration. I know you don't like it, but too bad. So Christmas at the White House, it's going to be great. My wife, mesothelioma, is decorated very strongly, even though Christmas English is not her strong point, you know. Somebody said ho, 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 and she went back on OnlyFans, so she's not too strong in that department, but she did a I think you would say a beautiful job. I know, Mike, you had some critiques about the design, but that's our great vice president. So, Merry Christmas to all the Jewish people, Muslim people, Democrats, and Christians. Merry Christmas, and we'll see what happens.
Trump made a grand entrance at the White House Christmas party. Leaked images from the private event showed a large crowd of Trump loyalists enjoying the festive decorations. Guests stood shoulder to shoulder to hear the president speak, many not wearing masks.
More than 100,000 patients are currently hospitalized with COVID-19.
Meanwhile, the administration, to take their minds off the global crisis they've tried to ignore, last night threw two White House Hanukkah parties. Reportedly, the president skipped the first party but stopped by the second. I'm guessing between the two parties, someone must have told him what latkes are. Sir, they're potatoes, but they're deep fried and...
President's in-person holiday gatherings have drawn criticism as COVID-19 cases climb.
He had another one of his packed, maskless holiday parties at the White House last night. This one for Hanukkah.
I have a little fever and I can't smell or taste, but I'm off to the White House, no mask upon my face.
Hey.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I won't regret this day, or the fact that I sneezed on the whole latke buffet.
Okay.
I got tested for COVID, they swapped me yesterday. Oh, I just got my results, I'm positive.
Boy, they, hey.
Dreidel, 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 last game I'll ever play. I hope Trump had no latkes, they're fried though, so.
No way.
A little while back I told you about the State Department's holiday party planned by Secretary of State and Marshmallow Peep in the Microwave, Mike Pompeo. Despite the pandemic, Pompeo invited 900 guests. Well, the big event was yesterday. It turns out everybody had a great time not going because hundreds of invitees skipped Mike Pompeo's party. Don't feel bad, Mr. Secretary. It's not that they don't like you. It's that they think you're a moron for holding a party during a pandemic. That's why they don't like you. The numbers are pretty low. Out of the 900 people invited, about 70 people RSVP'd, and only a few dozen showed up. A few dozen people, let's be generous and say that's 36 people. That's around 4% of the invites. It's never a good sign when your attendance rate is lower than your infection rate. Now, those who braved the contagion to attend were treated to a special appearance by a masked Santa. Wait a second, I recognize that physique. Nice try, Mr. President. I think someone just wanted unlimited cookies and to kiss people's mommies. But Pompeo was there, and he is now in quarantine due to COVID-19 exposure after the holiday party. It's just like when Ebenezer Scrooge learned his lesson after getting a visit from the ghost of Christmas Obvious.
You've watched every show, you've read every book. You're alone on a holiday and you don't know how to cook. There's nothing under the Christmas tree but your own comorbidities, cause it's the worst, worst Christmas of our lives.
Santa, it's Laura, you know I adore you, but hold off before you throw those toys in your sack. All I want for Christmas is a man with a plan, back in the White House again. To be shady, I wanted a lady, but I'll take a guy who's not a bigoted hack. Everybody's waiting for a man with a plan, back in the White House again. We're so blue with an economy that tanked thanks to old you-know-who. But look, there's Joe riding in on that commuter train. He's not insane. Oh, Lord, 2020, you sure tried it, honey. We've all had enough. We need our sanity back. Everybody's waiting for a man with a plan to make us feel normal again. This nightmare now hope is finally right there, cause now Kamala and Joe, we are ready to slay. Everybody's waiting for the duo who can bring back decorum again. No more malarkey, that old oligarchy's headed out of
plan. Back in the White House again, raise your cup. Now that Melania and Donnie are wrapping it up, we'll pull through. And though we're all a little stressed, Christmas will be best. Oh damn, 2020, you sure tried it, honey. But now that you're ending, we just might be okay. Everybody's awake. Sick of isolating, waiting for the man with the plan. You better get out, Don.
Thanks for the
songs from Angela, Lansbury, Randy, Rainbow, Oscar,
the
Grouch,
Amos,
Ruffin, Laura, Bernanti,
and
Golden, Earring,
and thanks to
Rod, Serling, Rudy, Giuliani, Cartman, Richard, Nixon,
the show,
Peter, Serafinovich,
Jimmy,
Kimmel,
Melania,
Drumpf, Trevor, Noah, Laura, Bernanti, J.L. Corvin.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.